Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1001. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif Emer Baron Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lerafush Lema Rivka Bas Miriam Yehudis Shtakav Rafush Lema Psoich Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Mavir. Okay, so I wanted to see if we could get Bezras Hashem, try and get a little bit into timers. A little bit more complicated, but we'll see if we could go through it a little bit. In reference to adjusting timers, how exactly does that work? For example, what do we mean? It was supposed to be a hot day today, and it's not as hot as they said it would be. And my air conditioning is supposed to go off at 1, and it's now, 12 o'clock. Well, it's now, let's say 11 o'clock, and I don't want it to go off. It's chilly. It's going to be too cold. So is there something that I could do? Or the other way also, it's supposed to be not so hot, and Lamaisa, it got very hot, and I set my air conditioner for a certain time. Now I want it to go off earlier. Is there anything that could be done? So we have to see how those halachas work. It's a little bit more complicated in the fact that, which we're not going to get into right now too much, the category in Hilchos Shabbos is called Grumma. The question of how that works in reference to Grumma, meaning that I do a cause and effect whereby I do an action, but the effect is not going, in other words, the malacha itself is not taking place right away. I do a certain action for a malacha, but it might take place an hour later, So that's what we call Grumma. But we're going to have to see how that works, and we'll see if we get a little bit into the timers. Before we get to that, I just want to mention, we spoke about last time a plug, interesting thing that sometimes, nothing to do with timers right now, but the person just has a plug, let's say, for example, for whatever the case was, the power went off, so he brings down, does the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes on page 401, that according to some poskim, if the power is currently off, whether due to an outage or it's having been set to go off, whatever the case is, the item is off, the power is off, there's no power going into that item. And one does not want the light or the appliance, whatever the case might be, to turn back on. Right now, everything is off. It's status quo, and that's it. There's no electricity going in. And they know that it's, let's say, set on a certain timer or whatever the case is, or the lights go on, or this appliance is going to go on, let's say, at 2 o'clock. But the person does not want it to go, for whatever the reason is. So we're talking about just the plug itself. We're not talking about the actual timer, moving the timer, but the plug in the wall. Now the question is, I want to be able to take out the plug. There's no electric current going in, so is there a way that I can just pull out the plug, like this, finish? It's done, a done deal, and there's no, the appliance won't go on, or the lights won't go on, or whatever it is that I do not want to go on, to make something go on Shabbos that you can't. Obviously, to stick the plug in the wall, that you can't do. But I don't want it to go on in an hour. Is there a way of taking out the plug? So he brings out again, according to some poskim, the power is currently off, right? And like we said, and one does not want the light or the appliance or whatever it is to turn on when the power gets turned on, as it is set to at a certain time, then one may remove the timer from the socket with a shinoi, abnormally. What would be a shinoi? Like, for example, with one's elbows and so on. But of course, we have to keep in mind, he brings down this is only permitted if the power is off. And he brings further that according to some poskim, if the power got cut off, again, the same thing, the power got cut off, one may remove the whole plug from the socket using their elbow, like we said, elbow with the shini or whatever the case is, so that when the power is restored, let's say, for example, at 2 a.m., the lights or the hot plate or whatever it is won't come back on. He just brings an example. It could be with anything, right? So the point is, we're saying right now is that there's no power coming in. Everything is off. I want to take out the plug. I want to take out the timer from the socket or whatever the case is. I mean, l'chayra, we could say over here that it's a cliche malach de l'isser. It's a category of muksa whereby if one has to even use their hands to remove, if somebody needs the place or somebody needs the item itself in general, when it's classified as klish and malach de l'isser, one could even use their hands. He does bring down to use with a shinoi, such as elbows or their foot or whatever the case is. I'm not sure why. It's possible that some might say that this is not a klisha malachta le'isr for whatever the reason is. So to cover all grounds, it is best to do it like that, to definitely to do with a shinai again. But again, we're stressing very strongly that the power is fully off. It's just a question of over here removing the plug from the socket, removing the plug from the socket, so they're not really doing anything, or possibly removing the removing the timer, right? Removing the timer from the socket also, well, with a shinoi, for the various different reasons we just discussed. And we said last time also, bringing from the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos, just reviewing real quickly in reference when we were talking about plugs, before we get into the timers, that lemaisa, if a plug is coming out, it brings down those on page 121, the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos with the psukim from Rabelski. Sefer Tzadik Udrechel lemaisa, he says if a plug is coming out of the wall, we mentioned one may obviously that's let's say that there is electricity coming in and the plug is somehow coming out of the wall, one may plug it back in. As long as everything is still going status quo. If the plug is coming out of the wall, he says, one may plug it in all the way. In other words, to push it back in, if it's coming out a little bit and everything is still going, since the electric appliance is working, pushing in the plug does not affect any appliance. Now, he does not bring down anything to do with a shinoi. That's how we mentioned it last time, because l'chari, you could say, klisha malachta le'iser. But again, the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes does say to use a shinoi. So if one, again, wants to cover all grounds using a shinoi in these instances. But the point is over here. So the question is, why could we do it over here? The point is that there's no change. You're not changing anything. When we're going to talk about the timers, changing, let's say, a timer, right, to make sure that either having it go off earlier, going off later, however it works. But over there's a change in the action that the person is doing, right? Let's say I want my air conditioner to go off later instead of earlier, right? It's supposed to go off at 3. I want it to go off at 4. So you're making a change. There's some sort of a change. And now your hand, your action is doing a change. Over here, the cases that we spoke about today, there's no actual change because the power's off. You're just removing the plug, or the power's off and you're just removing the timer from the socket, or the power is on, like we said, and you're just, everything is on and everything is status quo, you're just pushing in back the plug. So that's the major difference that we're going to see when we talk about the actual timers. The problem is, even though it is a grumma and it's not happening right away, in other words, if I flip the switch, right, a person flips the switch, let's say on a Sunday, Monday during the week, I turn on the light, I flip the switch, that's it, the light goes on right away, and that's all. In fact, even my Rebbe, Rebbe Shlomo Perl, Zecher Tzadik Levrach, used to talk about, I'm not getting into halacha lemaisa, but the lumdus of it, could a person do a shinoi? Let's say a person, Rachman Aslan, in the hospital or whatever, and they have to put on the light. We're not getting into, how to do, what to do. We're not getting into those halachas right now, but when somebody, let's say, flips the switch on the wall and puts on the light, so the light goes on right away. And let's say I use my elbow, is that considered a shinoi? So there are those, so it is a machlaikis, but there are those who say that's not a shinoi. Some say it might be a shinoi possibly, but some say it's not a shinoi. Why? Because a shinoi has to do with the actual action itself, in other words, where the cause and effect is taking place. In other words, the light is going on this, right? Let's say an incandescent bulb, for example, or a fluorescent light, it's a difference because incandescent bulb, we said, was derisa, but a fluorescent light, according to many poskim, are derabanan. So, but the action, the mice, the action is taking place really over there. It's going into the wiring, but the actual light going on is taking place over there, according to some poskim. According to some poskim, it's a question of the wiring. So, according to some poskim, it's a question of boina, right? We saw the chazon ish and so on, that you can making the connection. So, it's a question of, is that considered a shinoi? Okay, we're getting a little bit off the subject, but just to explain, but over here, there's nothing, when you do the action, what we spoke about today, nothing's taking place, but with the timers, it is taking place, but it's happening later. So those are the three different case scenarios, right? Again, just to review, number one, the action's taking place in a different place, like we said, up on top in the bulb, possibly, according to some poskim. Number one. Number two, it's nothing's happening at all, where either the electricity is on or the electricity is off, like we spoke about today. And number three, which we'll be talking about the timers, is whereby it's going to happen later. Nothing's happening now. Whatever I did, I did I changed the timer, but nothing's happening now. It's going to happen in an hour or two. It's just my action adjusted it. So those are the three different ways to look at it. Thank you very much for listening. Atzlocha and bracha. Kol tov.